This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by the Cabinet Committee on Security against Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. They also assured the government of full support in fight against terrorism and possible action taken by it during the all-party meeting convened by the government at Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. The minister said that during the meeting, officials of Intelligence Bureau and Home Ministry briefed members about the incident and the lapse. Mr. Rijiju said that the officials also explained the management measures being taken to prevent such incidents in the future. Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi said, everyone condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and the opposition has given full support to the government to take any action. Leaders of 15 different political parties attended the meeting, which lasted around 2 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that the spirit of the nation will never be broken by terrorism. He vowed that India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their supporters, declaring that the country will pursue them to the ends of the earth. Speaking at a public gathering in Madhubani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, the Prime Minister emphasized that terrorism will not go unpunished.
ये हमला सिर्फ निहत्थे पर्यटकों पर नहीं हुआ है देश के दुश्मनों ने भारत की आत्मा पर हमला करने का दुस्साहस किया मैं बहुत स्पष्ट शब्दों में कहना चाहता हूं जिन्होंने ये हमला किया है उन आतंकियों को और इस हमले की साजिश रचने वालों को उनकी कल्पना से भी बड़ी सजा मिलेगी सजा मिल करके रहेगी अब आतंकियों की बची खुची जमीन को भी मिट्टी में मिलाने का समय आ गया है 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की इच्छा शक्ति अब आतंकियों की कमर तोड़ कर रहेगी
India has decided to suspend visa services to Pakistani nationals with immediate effect in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. All existing valid visas issued by India to Pakistani nationals will also be revoked with effect from 27th of this month. Besides, medical visas issued to citizens of the neighbouring country will only be valid till 29th of this month. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said all Pakistani nationals currently in India must leave the country before the set deadline of visas. It has also advised Indian nationals to avoid travelling to Pakistan and those Indians currently in Pakistan have also been asked to return to India at the earliest. Meanwhile, the government has issued an official notification and holding the Indus Water Treaty in abeyance. India has also launched a wide-reaching diplomatic campaign to inform other countries about the terror attack. External Affairs Ministry briefed ambassadors of select countries over the issue at South Block in Delhi. Foreign envoys of nations including Germany, Japan, Poland, UK and Russia were among those who were briefed. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi will visit Jammu and Kashmir today in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Sources said that the Army Chief will review the security situation in the region. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Vatican City from today to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis. President Murmu will offer her condolences on behalf of the government and people of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that India's steel industry is brimming with renewed confidence about its future. Speaking virtually at the inauguration of the India Steel 6th International Exhibition and conference being held in Mumbai, Mr. Modi highlighted the ambitious goals set under the National Steel Policy. President of Egypt, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, called Prime Minister Narendra Modi and conveyed his sincere condolences on the loss of precious lives in the ghastly terror attack on the Indian soil. Prime Minister Modi briefed President el-Sisi about the cross-border terror attack and thanked him for his support and solidarity. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Rajasthan Royals by 11 runs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Royal Challengers Bengaluru has set a target of 206 runs against Rajasthan Royals with a loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.